This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios. Hello, my gentle snowflakes. This is Deese. You know me as host of The Social Hour, but now you can find me every Tuesday hosting the brand new Drink and Debate podcast. The Drink and Debate is an improv comedy competition in which four teams of comedians from all over the Pacific Northwest face off for beer, glory, and the title of Master Debaters. Wait, what? For beer, glory, as they master debating. Shit. Master to debater. It still sounds like I'm saying masturbate. Master to... son of a bitch. Screw it, we're doing it live! As comedians debate some things, so join us on the Drink and Debate podcast. Every Tuesday, you can find us on socialhourpod.com or on iTunes. And find the Drink and Debate live shows every month at the Spokane Comedy Club, hosted by myself and comedian Nick Cavassier. Go to SpokaneComedyClub.com for all the details. We'll see you there.
You're now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
Salty balls and dirty assholes. It's the new thing, so chicks dig.
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, comedian Sam Bidovic. And now your hosts, Monica Stutz. And so happy it's December so he can start his advent calendar countdown to not pretending to care about the holidays. Deese
Casillas. Malam Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. Thank you for joining us for another episode, my gentle snowflakes. With me, as always, Monica Stutz. Dear, how are you doing tonight?
Fabulous. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I am good. I am still in somewhat recovery mode, which we'll talk about shortly. But Traz is out tonight. No Traz means I'm going to have to pay attention and... double down on the work this evening, but that's okay.
He's got this. You've done it once before.
I know. I'm sleep deprived, not used to doing it. I'm gonna have to pay attention this episode. Traz will be back. He's just out this week, but he'll be back with us next week, everyone. So fear not, your trio will be back with you soon. But for this week, it is Monica and I. Comedian Sam Vidovich is gonna be in soon. He will be our guest this evening. He's going to tell, we're going to get a chance to talk to him. I don't think Sam's been on the show before. I don't know. He has not. This will be his first time. So it'll be good to have Sam on. Great, fantastic young comedian. So we'll get a chance to talk to him in a little bit. But you know, we got a bunch of things off the top. It's been, we had Thanksgiving happen this last week. That's right.
Got our
gobble gobble. That was your turkey. that was you eating turkey.
Yeah.
That turkey down. it was a good week. It's been a long week. I lost it this last week trying to go from. I just had such a busy week and then went into the Drink and Debate, which went into. A week of sleep deprivation for I had a couple shows I was doing, then Thanksgiving. I got super hammered the night before Thanksgiving, and which I hadn't had drink in like almost 2 months, and then just drank everything. And
I knew I shouldn't have. I'm
my God.
He's going to be annihilated when I get off work.
I was hammered. I was so bad. It was a terrible situation.
You texted well.
Actually, the funny thing is, you text me today. Earlier today, and I look at the message, and then like above it was a message of like I just noticed some pictures. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And there were pictures of food. Yeah, I don't remember that conversation
from
that day.
I was finishing up work, and I was like, all right, I get to go. you know, being hungover on Thanksgiving is like the best because you just get to like eat and watch football.
Right,
so it's like the
eat.
Day to do it. Yeah. And then my sister calls me, hey, nobody's making stuffing. We realized at like 8:30. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, so I got to go. So I'm like, stuffing's easy. Like it's the stovetop kind of thing.
Sure.
And I go home and I'm like, okay, I forgot. You have to like cut the vegetables up. And I used to have one of those dicers where you could just put the vegetables in. It would make them all tiny. And I forgot the last
like
time that
slap
I used
chop
it.
Chop or something?
Yeah. I forgot. I bought it and they're very cheap. So the last time I'd used it to make soup, I'd broke it. So I sat there and I was chopping all this carrots
broccoli.
And celery. No, it's carrots, celery, and onion. And so carrots, you have to make sure those things are tiny. You got to make them all dicey.
Yeah.
And then so I was like, oh, I'll just throw everything in the crock pot. And then I was like, no, I don't think this is going to be right. So I put it in the oven. I'm like, by the time I texted you, it was like midnight. I'm like, nah, he's good to go.
I was out. I was
hammered.
I started drinking at like 2 p.m. I hit the brewery. I hit Perry Street Brewery, and I kind of worked my way from there. So I got pretty drunk, but we'll talk about that in just a second. Real quick off the top, let's see. Drink and Debate this Sunday, December 4th, at the Spokane Comedy Club, 315 West Sprague Avenue, downtown. Be there. This is going to be a great event. We are supporting Toys for Tots for this event. So you can get in if you bring – you don't even have to get a ticket. You don't buy a ticket. Show up with a new toy in the package, and we will let you in for free to see this awesome event. So all the proceeds are not, you know, all this, you know, charity stuff going to Toys for Tots. And also, if you know anyone or you guys are looking for tickets, I am giving away some free tickets. So hit me up for those also. But still, bring a toy. Don't be cheap. Show starts at 8 p.m. Doors open at 7.
Tree.
That's right. That's what I told people. Like, go to the dollar store, anything, and pick up one.
Pick up 10.
Free. Yeah, pick up 10. Tickets are worth $10. So pick up, even if you pick up a couple of them, bring them, spend a few bucks, and help out a good cause in this holiday season. So it's our last show of 2016, and then we're moving into 2017. We're going to be making some changes, good ones, though. And the podcast, Drink and Debate podcast, will be still coming every Tuesday. And we're bringing the Drink and Debate podcast to the network. So it'll soon be on Pants Pending as well. And in the Tacoma Comedy Club, and new dates in 2017, every Monday at the Comedy Club. So just take your Google Calendar, your Palm Pilot, have your assistant get on your calendar and black out the first Monday of every month for 2017. Because we will be there. And we want you there. So, but if you like what you hear, appreciate all the shows, go to pantspending.com or Patreon/pantspending. Support the shows, donate, all that jazz. I just put up an exclusive of a comedy set I did, a video. So you can go, if you're in a Patreon for Pants Pending Studios, you can see my exclusive stand-up set, or just come down to the Comedy Club every Wednesday and I'll be there too. So. See you live time. Well, fuck it, we're doing it live. So yeah, lots of great stuff. And just follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Spoke Comedy, and Drink and Debate, and Social Hour Podcast on Facebook, and get all the updates. Lots of cool stuff coming for 2017. It's gonna be a big year.
Is it?
Big year. Yes.
Do you have a year goal?
Well, it's I have a year goal to live through that year because of everything we have planned. I mean, I'm looking at my calendar now and I start looking at dates, and literally like Saturday through Wednesday is I have some comedy related thing every fucking night. Mm-hmm. And now Thursday, possibly I've got a show I'm producing, that like a live show that we're shopping around to locations that I got to find a date for, that I can, a day of the week that I can make happen. I'm like, I don't know when the fuck I'm going to do this, but
yeah.
I'm going to squeeze it in somewhere. So it's going to be a good year.
Sweet.
Lots going on. But, for now we are just focusing on getting through the end of the year. I'm thinking about doing a social hour party for the comics and stuff, a little, like holiday party. What do you think?
Heck yeah.
Christmas party.
We do it here?
Yeah, I'm thinking here.
Maybe, I think you should do it at the Wave.
I could do it at the Wave. That we could do that too.
We could roller skate around here, but like
I've got so much space here. I could like do. I was thinking about just setting up some little like pub height tables up in the living room.
Yeah.
Cuz I got a big like living room, family room, dining area. It's all empty. And I could and there's a bedroom too that's empty too. So I could just
set
up
that could be the 7 minutes in heaven room.
That's right. Just set up some pillows and some roofies.
Yeah.
But maybe the Wave, that might be a better idea downtown. So if people are coming or going from the comedy club, it's not such a far cry.
Link it up with like a show.
Yeah.
Maybe do like an open mic and then move on over to the Wave or
something. I'll probably put the feelers out there and see what night. But we'll invite the comics and some people who
you'll be at my housewarming
social art. When is that?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Is that a Friday?
It's a Monday. That's a Monday. Why I won't be here.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I will be there late, but I'll be there, of course.
Yes.
So, but yeah, holidays. God, Thanksgiving was a, I got just black. I don't think I blacked out. I think I browned out pretty hard, though.
Mm-hmm.
It came and went. I swear I saw like a million people.
Mm-hmm.
Just started, one of my comic friends who doesn't drink was my chauffeur. He just kind of moved us around all night, drove us around, and I don't remember who gave me a ride home, though.
Did you wake up alone?
Yeah. I think Heather might have gave me a ride home because she lives near me.
At the end of the night, I believe.
I think she might have gave me, I don't fucking remember. Anyway, I made it home.
Yeah.
And I woke up the next morning. I slept till 2. Which is pretty late.
That's what you have to do, though. When you're that hungover, when you've drank for that long, you have to sleep for as long as you've drank.
Oh, my God. Well, I should have slept. Should have slept a lot longer.
So
then.
If you started at 2 and you went home at 2 after the bars closed.
Yeah, I drank for 12 hours.
Yeah, you had to definitely at least sleep for 12 hours.
Yeah, it was a rough one. The next day I got up and I went, I went over to my dear friend Connie's house, and she lives close by, and she, she had made some food. So we ate, and then we played. She bought one of those Nintendo classics, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we played it for hours. I'm like, this is the best thing ever. This is like the perfect hangover cure.
Yes.
Just like turkey and this Nintendo classic playing 8-bit games that I played when I was 6 and 7.
That's dope.
Oh, it was amazing. I want one so bad now. I just can't find them.
No, you can't find them right now. People that bought them are reselling them for upwards of $1,000.
It's crazy.
If you can get your hands on one, I mean, sell it and then buy more when you can. But I don't think they're going to remake them for the whole year. That was the thing, is that
That said Nintendo wanted to have more out for the plenty out for the holidays. So these people that are like buying them, or that are buying them for like $1,000 or a couple like way overpriced, they're only $60.
Yeah,
I'm like, you guys are nuts. Like, you can't wait 2 months to get one at regular price. Like, is it worth it that much to play it for the next month to spend an extra $600 on one?
Yeah, I don't know how that. I know. I mean, it's the same with like discontinued, like when they make shoes like Jordans and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like Jordans, Nintendo, like stuff like that. They'll just make a limited amount of it because it's about the demand of it.
Sure.
So sometimes, like, it could even be they could even go for more. So I mean, if you're willing to spend. I've just heard that it's an investment, even though it starts at $60.
I will spend $60. That's what I will spend.
Yeah. So when you can spend $60, it'll be yours.
Even if I have to wait till February, I don't care. I'll buy one then.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun. Then she dragged me out to go Black Friday shopping for all her family and kids and stuff. And or not Black Friday, because it was still Thanksgiving Eve or Thanksgiving.
That's
day.
What they do. They make it start.
So we went to Walmart and we went to Kmart.
They still have Kmart?
Yeah, there's one down on East Sprague. And we had Little Caesar's Pizza.
Oh my God, this is so white trash.
Oh my God,
what
it
happened?
Was so funny. Like, that place is so. Kmart is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. It's like, first of all, I'm like, I've never seen that parking lot so full because I used to live near there. So I'd go there every now and then when I just needed something fast.
Mm hmm.
And I'm like, fuck it, it's close.
Yeah.
And it was, it's like, you know, like the half the lights are on, shelves are cleared. It's, you look like it just got robbed, and that's not even on Black Friday. That's like just regularly.
Shouldn't
when you go in there.
Shouldn't it be very full though for this,
well,
this thing to start?
This it was, but I mean, normally when you go to a Kmart, it's like, you're just like, what the, this place, I don't even know how this place is open. It's like, being in a Mad Max or like you're in North Korea, everything looks fake.
Alrighty.
You just see, but it was, It was a stark contrast going from Walmart, which everything's like bright and shiny and fully stocked, and then you go to Kmart where everything's like dark and dingy and never updated since 1994.
So Kmart is the new Walmart.
I guess.
Kmart, I thought, used to be, you know, kind of like the old Target.
Well, yeah.
Like, back Target's now Target.
Right.
Walmart is now Kmart, and Kmart is now...
Sears,
like Sucky
I don't
Mart,
know.
Sucky Mart. Like, all these places have gotten better, and Kmart's just gotten worse.
Well, yeah, because I mean, they've just closed. I don't even know how they stay open. I don't understand.
I thought they were going out of business.
It was funny that there was this. I'm looking at the toy section, right, and there's these toys for like crippled kids. I'll see if I still have a picture. I took a picture, but it was like these dolls you could get, and then they sold them with like wheelchairs and like crutches and casts and things like that. It was like a baby quadriplegic or something.
Oh,
like, this
gosh.
Is the most depressing toy. This is what Kmart
has.
This is
where toys go to die.
Right. Like, this, these are the worst toys you could get. Like, just give me what happened to fucking Power Rangers and Barbie or American Girl dolls? But no, let's get the little crippled girl. That's not depressing at all, right?
So did you get anything at Kmart?
I got...
Did you get a crippled doll?
I got Little Caesars and possibly hepatitis.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, there we go. It was...
Much to be thankful for if you wake up and you don't.
Oh, my God. It was...
If you don't shit your brains out and have thinning blood.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Is that what you're supposed to be thankful for at the end of the day?
That's what I need to be thankful for. That I didn't die.
Well, real cheese is one thing.
Hey, I like Little Caesars pizza.
Yeah, I do too when I'm drinking for 12 hours. But on a normal day, I don't think you would like it as much.
I'll take it. I will take it. But it was a good holiday. What did how did you guys fare?
So when I knew I had to go home and make my stuffing, my mom had actually dropped off some filet mignon for me. So I made filet mignon and some shrimp and some green beans for my Thanksgiving Eve until I had to go the next day and be around all the kids, which my mom doesn't do well with. But I appreciate it right now because I just have never had to deal with them. So I actually am the one to like give everybody a break. But it's my sister's husband's family.
Yeah.
So it kind of feels like it's not really our Thanksgiving. Like I always have to bring extra stuff. Like I chopped those little, the fancy sausage that comes like in the long thing, you know, like that you used to get with like sausage and cheese baskets, you know,
like summer sausage?
The Pepperidge Farm. Yeah. Like sausage. Okay. And then I made like a Thanksgiving turkey out of it with the Monterey Colby cheddar blend that kind of is, you know, different color looking.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Did you not look at my Thanksgiving pictures?
I liked them all. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe.
So no, you didn't. Anyway,
I was fucking. So I was like, having a stroke all day and in line at Kmart.
Yeah, but I mean Friday. Anyways, I'm always asked to do things that they always are like, you're not married, you don't have a kid, you have plenty of time to do these things.
No, you can do this.
So I was like, I had to make stuffing, the broccoli, and then I made this like turkey out of meats and cheeses, basically. And then when we're there, everybody's like making martinis and coffees with rum. And I mean, there's like eight different drinks going around, and I'm like, I'll give the kids a bath.
Jeez, there you go.
And so that's usually how my holidays are. I'm usually the one to watch the kids because I have the most energy the day of, and I make extra food. And then
where's my food? God, I didn't get any. No one brought
me food
this year.
I took stuff home. And then at night I had to start packing. Because I am moving tomorrow into my home that I bought in September.
Finally.
Yeah, but when you come, it's gorgeous. You're going to love it.
All right. What's up with the house party?
The house party is going to be on and popping. I've got 4 Christmas trees.
For the house party?
And yeah, like 20 things of lights. Like it's going to be, because it's going to be a housewarming Christmas party.
All right.
And it's my first home that I've ever bought, and I've been working on it since the middle of September. And it's going to be just a fabulous celebration of this time of year and everything, and culmination of finally moving in. So we have competitions all the time at my work, and I make sure that I win them, because I win a bunch of wine and stuff. So there's going to be lots of different champagne, wine, cocktails. We're actually at my food night that I do with my girlfriends. We're making it the same night. So everybody's going to be making different dishes nice. For it. Yes, lots of Christmas trees, wreaths, and then the whole backyard I'm lighting up like basically like a fucking Christmas display. So
are there going to be girls, ladies?
Yeah. Nice. Like all my girls are going to be there.
Oh, sweet.
On and popping, and we're gonna do the Jingle Bell song from Mean Girls. No, I'm just joking. It's not going down like that. Wow. But I mean, we'll see what happens. We'll see.
Which one's
just
trashy,
bring the
Lindsay
roofies.
Lohan.
Just bring the roofies. I don't know. We'll just have to invite one of those kinds of girls.
Perfect. Get her.
Be like, here's what you'll be wearing tonight.
Yeah, I'll invite a couple.
yeah. So I'm excited because this has been a lot of work. I'm tired and. And somehow I've been able to figure it out, and tomorrow will be my first night in my new home.
Perfect. Well, speaking of food and all that, we have our guests coming in. We're going to take a quick break here in a second. But before that, let's get into some Monica's Munchies.
Chichita. Now it's time for... Monica's Munchies.
So before I came here tonight, this is one of my favorite things to do. If I don't work a Monday, a Wednesday, or a Friday, I love to go to Churchill's. They do their a special down in their bar area where on Mondays you can do their meatball sub at $7. Wednesdays is Wimpy Wednesdays, so they do a burger. The last time I was there, it was a... it had like a burrata cheese with basil and tomato. So it was kind of like a caprese burger. Yeah. And then on Fridays, they do their fish and chips. And it's just like, I mean, it's a great deal. And they have their happy hour till 6. They have $5 wines and well drinks. And then they also have just a bar menu. And one of my favorite things to do is they will do the clams right in front of you their little it's like a built-in cooker that's attached to the bar, and they make them right in front of you. And I'm a huge seafood person, so the night to go for me is a Friday. If you're looking to not spend to go somewhere nice to celebrate, especially right now for the holidays, this is the spot. They have the pianist downstairs. He's playing Christmas music
the
on the
pianist.
The pianist,
the guy who plays a piano.
He's the pianist.
The pianist.
The pianist is playing
Adrian
Christmas
Brody.
Music. Yes,
Adrian
Brody.
Brody's down in the...
You'll get to catch that schnoz nightly this year. And if you have people coming from out of town and that are looking for to be wowed in Spokane, it is one of my favorite places to go for a formal dinner. The dining area and the service has always been exquisite. And it's pricey, but that's why they offer this nice little lounge menu that they do downstairs. If you're a Scotch mm-hmm. drinker, the Scotch options are well beyond anywhere in town. And you can find Churchill's downtown at 165 South Post Street. They are open Monday through Thursday, 4 to 10, Friday and Saturday from 4 to 11, and Sunday from 4 to 9. And if you like them on Facebook, they will let you know about their missed steak. If they've over-ordered on any steak or seafood for the week, they will promote that for Sundays. Even sometimes they've done it on Fridays from 9 to 11 for people that work in the restaurant industry
you could get off work.
You could come over. They'll keep the lounge open till 11, and they'll do $19. When it's with seafoods, I think it's $29, but usually around $19, and you can get a New York strip.
Yeah, it's Churchill's is solid. Their burger and fries that they do on Wednesday. I mean, all their specials are legit. Yeah.
And their burger is made from their nice cuts. They just use the parts that they throw away that aren't from the cut,
right.
But still, great quality of meat.
Yeah, and they do like hand cut fries with it, and I haven't been down there in way too long.
The meatballs I had tonight, I didn't eat any of the fries and barely any of the bread. Just there's four meatballs on there, And I'm stuffed. And they were amazing. It's like such high quality. So if you're looking, and everybody's looking to celebrate, if you're meeting up with somebody you haven't seen in a long time, you're exchanging presents or whatever, just head down to the lounge, and it's beautiful. It gets you in kind of that holiday spirit too, yeah. Being down there, and the staff is always great.
It's a classy spot. I've never actually eaten off their menu, their real menu.
It's amazing. My mom had, we've been to New York, and she had, you know, her favorite thing is a New York steak, and she said that it was even better than when we went and had it at Sardi's in New York. She said the cut was just, they get all their steak from Chicago. So it is, and it's from a particular farm out there. I had interviewed there. So my interview was basically the owner telling me about everything.
Wait, at Churchill's?
Yeah. I interviewed there a couple years ago just for a cocktail position. And my interview was him telling me everything I needed to know about Churchill's.
Now you know your competition. You can.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, I see. I will find these cows in Chicago, and I will make them mine.
Poison your cows, yeah. And you'll go under.
Yes. But he's pretty passionate about his meat. That's where he used to own restaurants, so he continued just having his meat shipped from there. So it's something that you're not getting anywhere else in town, and it just has that. It has a very East Coast vibe to it. I think that's why I like it. And I don't know. I mean, I love it. I've never had a bad experience. I love hanging out in the lounge. They keep it pretty cash, and just awesome, awesome little options down there. But if you're not going out for the full $50 New York, you know,
it's tough to find a decent lounge. That's one thing this town is missing. If you're not from Spokane and you're listening to this show. The one thing that, I mean, growing up in big cities, and I lived in Missoula, Montana, which is a very small city. But even they have like lounges, mm-hmm. And the lounge aspect is definitely lacking in Spokane, that where you can kind of be an adult, but get a good drink and have just kind of hang out. You're not like, it's not loud music. There's two
places that I recommend going to are Bustango, even though it's pretty overpriced, but you are going to get a little overpriced. More up. It is overpriced,
yeah.
but they do specials. They do a happy hour, and you are going to get a little more upscale clientele, business person getting off work downtown.
Yeah.
And then Riddler's has been doing a lot of stuff lately since they reopened. Traz works there too.
Yeah.
The piano bar has been trying to, because it used to be that. It used to be that very lounge, get off work. They went back to a lot of what they were doing, about 5 years ago, where everybody's, you know, in black, they have the old school music always playing, that they're trying to keep that loungy feel and keep it definitely away from going anywhere to it being, you know, switching over to, you know, teeny bopper music or anything like that. They want to keep that very loungy feel. And both those places are around the corner from one another. So if you're interested in doing something like that right now, especially around the holidays, I'd recommend those two places.
I'll have to give it a shot. So,
I mean, I don't know. Are you usually looking for classy broads? I think this is where the classy broads go.
Yeah, I'm not looking for anything right now.
Yeah, that's why you don't know where these lounges. Cause
I'm just not looking for any of it. I'm not looking for anything or anywhere. Like, yeah. I don't, I've got, my palate's way too fucking full for the shit I do. As is right now. I can't keep up with a goddamn thing. I just keep, like I said, I keep adding things to my schedule, and I'm like, my God, this is not getting better.
And one other place I recommend is Luna. Luna does an amazing happy hour, and they have a full bar menu as well. And so that's the place I like to go sometimes on Mondays for Monday night football, or Thursdays for football. It's like a really great area in the lounge and offering amazing food and drinks and really inexpensively.
Yeah.
Everything's under $13.
Ooh, nice. Under 13. Even the ladies?
They're not ladies then. They're goyles, darling. They're little goyles.
Hey, $13.
And they're not allowed in the lounge. That's why it's a lounge. Yeah, but they do, like, the ahi poke is the most expensive thing, and that's 13. And it's amazing.
I'm going to have to get on that.
Get on it.
All right. Well, our guest will be here shortly. I think we're going to take a quick break, and we will come back with comedian Sam Bitovich. So hang in there, guys, and we'll be right back.
On The Hustle, you will hear from three kind gentlemen. Right, Adam?
Hey, Travis. Your eyes are like wonderful pools of hope and happiness.
Adam? Every day with you is like the first day of the best day of my life.
Guys, what about me?
What about you?
I mean, aren't I have anything good?
You have a way the.
I've got a baseball bat covered in broken glass. Whose ass is first?
My finger was in her vagina, and her hand was wrapped around my penis. It made South
you're
Dakota
the reason
bearable.
Why that, you're the reason why that bus is gross. Je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, that's it. That's there's a panache. Well, something. You have a something. You have definitely a thing.
You good, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking hate you guys.
It's The Hustle with your hosts, Will Gilman.
Yeah, you motherfucked me.
Travis Powell.
I'm going to stab you with a penis.
And Adam Tucker.
Fuck Red Lobster.
Are you ready to hustle?
The answer is yes, you son of a bitch.
Hi, I'm Ash.
Hi, I'm Steven.
I write fan fiction.
I'm a podcaster and a comedian, and neither of us
have seen a lot of movies, so we decided to get caught up
on our catalog of movies, and while talking about it,
I decided that we should podcast all of it.
And now, 2 years later, we're still at it.
And we're kind of a little bit more professional than ever. He wants to touch the...
Hiney.
Bryan Cranston, the one that knocks,
that is,
and the one that sends the Power Rangers after go touch things.
You know how to. He wants to get vertical on the Limbo Shack.
What the?
She is your soulmate because the Lord has told me.
What? What? He wants to jump through that tent and into the canyon and fly away while holding a ketchup bottle. I don't know how it works.
He wants to Left Eye Lopez for Destiny's Child.
So join us every Monday on iTunes, Stitcher,
or here on the Pants Pending Studios podcast network,
which you can find at pantspending.com.